Many businesses can't do without laptop computers. They're essential for the military, too. But the computers many troops use in the field aren't the same ones taken on a business trip. Joel Obermeyer reports that rugged laptops are built to handle plenty of abuse.
If you want to know how tough rugged laptops are, you might want to go visit with Major Scott Camden in Quantico, Virginia. He's in charge of choosing computers for Marine intelligence units. On a recent morning, Camden strides into a conference room and sits down in front of three laptops that look like they're on steroids. Camden is a former infantryman with small, muscular hands, and he holds up a computer that is one of his top picks.
I mean, this thing here, it's, you know, closes the lid. You can drop it around like that. Still comes up.
The laptop's body is made of magnesium. Its hard drive and processor are similar to those in consumer models. But shock-absorbent housings hold everything in place inside. Hard rubber doors and metal hatches keep it airtight.
I wouldn't have a problem, you know, punching the screen of it, you know, like that. You know, it will stand up to me, you know, beating on the thing.
While the military originated the idea of rugged laptops, the market now extends well beyond. Police departments and utility companies have been buying them by the thousands. They can easily cost $4,000 or $5,000 each. Captain Jeff Weber is with the Cass County Sheriff's Office outside of Kansas City, Missouri. Last November, one of his deputies shot his laptop by mistake. Weber was the one who first examined the damage.
To the left of the mouse pad, there was a jagged hole there, and you could see where a bullet had struck it, had ricocheted off the hard drive, and was embedded in part of the casing.
He pressed the power button, and the computer booted up.
I don't believe I've ever heard a claim where they advised you could shoot their computer and it would still operate, but in fact, that is what had happened.
Now, that kind of story is pretty impressive, but I wanted to check one out myself. Panasonic, the largest rugged laptop manufacturer, agreed to send one of their latest models. NPR doesn't have a product testing lab, so on a recent Sunday afternoon, I brought the computer to a backyard in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and asked four neighborhood kids to help out.
Can I open this thing?
Cool! It's mine!
I'll jump on it.
Adam and Mia are 11, Ben is 7, Stephanie is 5. The kids thought up a list of tortures. First, they opened the laptop and dumped on ketchup and ginger ale.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah. Try getting some on the screen.
They hosed it down with a garden hose and jumped up and down on the keyboard.
Oh, man.
Then the kids took turns dropping it onto an asphalt driveway and kicking it as hard as they could.
Ow!
Though that test was painful, no one was seriously injured. After every test, Mia stopped to make sure it still booted up.
It's still working!
They took turns bashing it with a baseball bat, and Ben threw it against a tree.
1, 2, 3, throw! It's still working!
Next, Adam rode over it on his mountain bike.
It works. It's starting up.
By then, the computer wasn't a pretty sight. It was thoroughly dented up, covered with gunk and grass stains. One latch was hanging at an unnatural angle. But the kids felt they hadn't tried hard enough. That's when they agreed on a final test.
A little more.
Okay, that's great.
Ben placed the laptop on the driveway, and Mia waved carefully to a grown-up driving a Saturn sedan. The kids each cringed as the car ran over the laptop 6 times. Then Mia picked it up off the pavement, and she hit the power switch once more.
It's on.
On.
It's still working.
Don't expect rugged laptops at stores anytime soon. Mainstream computer manufacturers don't think consumers are willing to pay for them. But Adam says they're worth money. He'd like to have one, especially if he could get one that wasn't covered with tire tracks and other crud.
It's totally indestructible. I mean, you could probably, like, destroy it if an elephant walked over it, but that doesn't happen daily.
Perhaps the Pentagon should consider that test next time around. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.